USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Hampshire, precincts are continuing to tally results in the first of the nation primary. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has been in the lead.
We have an agenda that speaks to the needs of working families all across this country who in many cases feel that Washington has turned its back on them.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is promising a big change in the direction of the country.
I would be the most progressive president in the last half century.
According to a CNN exit poll, 62% of voters said they would prefer a Democrat who could beat President Trump, while one-third preferred someone who agrees with them on the issues. In China, the number of dead from the coronavirus has now reached 1,068. In the U.S., 13 people have become sick from the disease. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas told the UN Security Council he's willing to negotiate with Israel under certain circumstances, but he does reject the U.S.'s proposed Middle East plan. The plan proposes to separate Israel and Palestinian states and allows Israel to annex territory in the West Bank that it occupied after the 1967 Six-Day War. Palestinian leaders also rejected the plan because they weren't involved in drawing up the proposal. The Justice Department has revised the amount of prison time it's seeking for former Trump advisor Roger Stone. This after President Trump called the initial request of 7 to 9 years horrible and unfair. The president denied playing any role in revising the sentence request.
Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous that I didn't speak to the judge. I'd be able to do it if I wanted. I have the absolute right to do it.
All four of the attorneys involved have resigned in protest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In the first week of tax season, the IRS processed nearly 13 million returns and issued nearly 4.3 million refunds. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has some important reminders for this tax season.
Three major issues that are different this year than last year, right after the tax law change. Number one is that you no longer have to pay a penalty if you did not have health insurance. That individual mandate, it went to zero, so it's gone. No tax forms you have to file. If you got divorced last year and there is some alimony payment, alimony is basically now tax neutral, meaning if you pay alimony, you don't get to deduct it, but if you receive alimony, you don't have to claim it. If you were divorced prior to 2019, the old rules apply. And finally, if you are going to be able to deduct medical expenses, you have to be an itemizer, and it has to be more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income.
A Cook County, Illinois grand jury indicted actor Jussie Smollett on 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly making false reports to police about an assault last year. The former Empire cast member told police he was confronted a year ago by 2 masked attackers who poured a chemical substance on him and wrapped a rope around his neck. Doubts about his story led to the arrest of 2 men who said they were paid to perform a fake attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.